This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial's set correctly to USA Prepares. We're delighted you're here. Broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And there's a link to your instructors on the website, usaprepares.com. Podcasts are free. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Matt is engineering the broadcast at Genesis Communications Network. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Welcome, Rick.
Good morning, Vincent. Good morning.
Good morning.
I always enjoy talking to you earlier before we go on the air. Thank you.
Yeah, well, you're certainly welcome, Rick. And by the way, class, I'll call Rick, maybe 10 minutes before the broadcast. I'll say, hey, how you doing? And, I'll mention something that might have happened. And this morning, just before we went on the air, our outdoor wood furnace overheated and started, leaking hot water in the backyard, and it was at 214 degrees, and water boils at around 212 at sea level, and we're above sea level, so it probably boils around 208 here in the mountains, and it just overheated, and I had to cool it down, and we're in good shape. So, you know, those are the kind of things we talk about, and we talk about news and current events, and for a couple of minutes, and then we reconnect at Genesis, where you hear us live. And today Rick and I are joined with Missy. Missy is our homeschool mother and teacher. And we have with Missy her two children, Mason and Matthew. Now, Mason is in class today, and he is 9 years old. He's in fourth grade. He's homeschooled. Matthew is in class today, and he's 11 years old, and he's in the fifth grade. And Mason and Matthew have developed a series of questions that they have decided that they would like answers to, physics questions. And Dr. Richard Allen Miller is going to answer these questions. Now, here's what this means. This means that Missy has worked with her students, her two children, to develop and formulate questions that are that are meaningful, that are succinct, and that a lot of us, I'm sure every single one of us listening today, would like to know the answers to. Serious questions. But when you consider that the people asking, our students asking these questions, are in the fifth and fourth grade, I think you're going to be impressed. So it's more than just asking questions. It's writing them down. It's thinking about them. It's public speaking. And that's what we're doing today right here at USAPrepares.com. And Grace Thorne, our public school teacher, retired, is writing a book about this particular class, the questions that students want to know the answers to and the answers that are provided by Dr. Richard Allen Miller. So this is turning into something quite special. I'd like to welcome Missy. How are you, Missy?
I'm well.
Grace.
Hey, Grace. Just wanted to say hi to you, Vincent.
Hey, I'm glad. I wasn't sure if you were with us on the air, but Grace, it's great to hear your voice, and I'm looking forward to seeing you and Rick at the Get Prepared Expo and the meetups right around the expo. It's going to be a lot of fun. And this is a really neat book.
Wait, I'll be there.
Yeah, this is wonderful. Okay, and welcome, Missy.
I'm a teacher here also.
Morning, Vincent. It's Julie. How are you?
Hi, Julie. Glad you're with us. And so are you and Grace writing this book together?
Well, we're working on it, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes. Here's Rick, okay? Here he is.
Okay.
She didn't want me to do that, but it happened anyway.
Okay. So, Missy, welcome.
Hello.
So, Missy, you've been homeschooling for quite a while, and your children are very, 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 very bright. It's delightful to have you and your children with us. But before we introduce your two children, can you answer a question for me?
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the education that you're providing for your children, and you compare that with that of the public school children, their education, what do you see as a difference?
Well, I always like to tell my children that everything happens in threes. So I have three differences. The first one is they have a more in-depth study of the various topics, and something that they're very interested in, we can delve in deeper, get more books, watch more videos. And an example I have of that is we were studying plate tectonics, and the children were able to use pillows and move them around to show the difference in the plates moving. And they actually, they're two boys, so they love wrestling. So they were actually doing the convergent and divergent movements of the plates, pretending they were the plates, and the transformational movements. And they still remember that because they actually were physically doing it. So you don't get that in public school.
No, I think you'd be expelled.
I think you could. A friend of mine, she has her son. He's in a GATE program, which is for gifted students. And she mentioned something about them going into the plate tectonics. And it was just one of her students, but her children, because her other child is not in the GATE program. So maybe in the GATE program you get a little bit more of that, but definitely not something that you can do at home. And then the second one is they get a behind-the-scenes look at preparing lessons, and so they see what goes into it. And my example is for that. Tomorrow, actually, I'm teaching a co-op class on history and the hide and tallow trade, and so I'm going to have tallow candles.
Mm-hmm.
And so to make the tallow, you take the beef fat and you simmer it on the stove for quite a few hours. And we took a video of that, so the kids in class will get to see the video, but my kids got to see the actual process behind that. And so that's something you're not going to get in public school, is seeing everything that goes into it.
So when you talk about candles,
mm-hmm.
and making candles, as yeah. compared to where do candles come from? Well, they come from the store, right?
Yeah, exactly. They'll be able to see the whole process mm-hmm. of where exactly they do come from and how they're made, and put the wick in.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, my kids saw the entire process from beginning to end. And the kids in class, they'll be able to see part of it on video,
mm-hmm.
and then the rest they will make the tallow candles also. I don't even know if you would be able to do tallow candles in public school, but this is
I think you'd have to get the approval of the fire marshal, right?
Probably, actually, yeah, because there is a real...
Well, no. When I was in high school, I made a still, and I put it inside one of the lockers, and I got expelled when it blew up.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm certain each of us have stories like that. Actually, it was in two lockers, and I actually built a still and was making alcohol. I never drank alcohol. It was the idea of doing something wrong, mm-hmm. and I loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll have to compare stories, Rick. I want to know.
I remember the chemistry teacher. I was the number one chemistry student, and she expelled me.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out why you got caught.
Oh, no, it blew off at the wall in the chemistry building. One of the doors got blown off its hinges, and they got really upset at me.
Okay. Missy, what was the third thing?
The third one is, again, more hands-on and life experiences. We get to go places where everyone else is in school, mm-hmm. and so there's less people around, so they actually get to interact more intimately with the people that we're talking to. The people have more time to answer questions. My example for that is we were studying the human body and bones and what is inside our bones. And so we went to the grocery store and we went to the meat counter and asked them, and they were actually cutting bones at that point. So he actually cut a cow's bone and showed the kids and, you know, touch the inside so they could see that it's actually soft inside the bone. And that was, you know, during the day when he wasn't really busy, you know, helping customers. So things like that that my kids are able to experience.
Right. And just so our class knows that Mrs. Finelli and I also homeschooled our children. They went to the public training camp for a while, and then we decided that we would take them out. And everything in homes, when you're in home, when you homeschool your children, everything becomes a lesson. If you go to the supermarket, and there are so many lessons there, there's division lessons. You can divide, you know, the price by the number of ounces, or the price by the weight, or the price by, you know, different measurements. And so there's arithmetic, there's marketing, there's all kinds of human interaction that goes on in a supermarket or grocery store. And that's all part of the lesson. Even the placement of where products are, why they're placed where they're placed, why the carts are where they are, why some stores have carts that you return yourself versus others that, you know, get picked up for you. And there's all kinds of lessons involved in homeschooling that you just don't get in public school. At least that's my opinion. So, Missy, is there a downside? Is there a downside of homeschooling?
Oh, yes. There's always positives and negatives to anything. My downside would be that timing is kind of hard. My children, they have a workbox that they do every day, and that has all their studies in it. And then they'll see me if they have a question, or sometimes there are certain lessons that I do have to lead and teach. And so yesterday I was actually baking cookies, and both of the children got done with their assignments in time for me to do the science lesson. I wasn't ready for the science lesson yet because I was still in the middle of baking. Mm-hmm. So I said, okay, well, go do this and go do that, and I'll be ready in a few minutes. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of a downside sometimes. Sometimes the timing is off a little bit.
Yeah, or you could say, okay, well, you know, it's now we're going to talk about heat, and we're baking cookies, and we'll talk about how the heat works.
Exactly.
Missy's with us. Mason and Matthew are joining us right after this break, and we'll start with Matthew's first question for Dr. Richard Allen Miller, and then it'll be Mason's turn for his first question. Wait to hear these questions, class. They're quite interesting. And I think we're all going to learn a lot today. Actually, I know we are. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, equities, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Homeschooling today. We're writing the book. Grace and Julie are taking notes, writing the book. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is in the front of the classroom. And Matthew is first. Matthew, you're 11 years old and you're a fifth grader. Welcome to USA Prepares.
We've lost Matthew.
Did we lose Matthew?
He got sucked up by the air.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Matthew, are you with us?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Okay, good.
Okay, great. So Matthew, you're in fifth grade, and you've got a series of questions for Dr. Richard Allen Miller. What is your first question?
We are learning about air pressure. So what can take away air?
Well, what is air, first off? So we got to know what we're taking away. What is air to you? What would you think air is?
An invisible gas.
There you go. Now, what does that mean by invisible? So you can't see it or it isn't there. What do you mean by invisible? Is it a ghost?
It's there, but you can't see it.
There you go, because the molecules are further apart from each other, and so it's lighter. Actually, it has weight. It's just so little that you don't feel it per se. However, if you go up high on a mountain, you'll notice how it becomes a little harder to breathe because the air is a little thinner, but you have to go way high up to do that. If you went into water, which you also, to some extent, can't see because it's a liquid kind of thing. It has color like that, but it's not that easy. If you're in underwater or in water, you don't actually see the water itself. And it's there, and yet if you go down in the pool a little deeper, you can feel that it's heavier, and you can feel it pressing on you, especially if you're, you know, snorkeling or scuba diving. This has to do with the size of the molecule and how many of them are in a cubic inch, you know, a little square box that you put there, how many molecules are in there. If you were to talk about how many molecules were in there on a wall, like a piece of wood, they're much more dense, and so often wood weighs more than air. But it turns out wood is not as dense as water, and so it floats. That means what takes air away is a vacuum. A vacuum means the non-presence of anything. That's what normal, there's new areas of physics, but I'm not going to go into that, called ether. But in a vacuum, it means there is nothing there, or less of nothing there. And so, if you have a bunch of air, and you want the air to go away, that would be a vacuum, where the air could spread out into a further larger box, and be less molecules, or not there. So you have to be careful how you ask your question, because not there means it's not there, whereas not there, your question, means there's less there. Did that make sense?
Yeah.
Are you sure? I'm not sure I understood it. What I did on your question is I sent you to a middle school chemistry lesson on that. And this is a middle school lesson with some experiments that you can do where you ask different questions a little more differently than you did in terms of going away. And why I did that is that you are now ready to be a little more precise in terms of how you stage your question. It's time for you to realize that when you ask a question, the answer is actually inside the question itself. And once you articulate the right way of asking the question, the solution comes right out of it. Just as simple as that. That will be your sixth grade lesson. Where you start doing these little experiments and realize that the way you structure your question, like where did it go, then you start to get a bigger picture of the next level of what chemistry is about, or in this case, physics.
Rick, as you were talking about this, I was thinking about a bicycle pump, one of those hand bicycle pumps. When you lift the handle on the bicycle pump, you're creating a vacuum by the piston inside a cylinder moving upward. And that vacuum is filled by air. And then when you press down on that bicycle pump handle, you're compressing that air and pushing it out through the hose into the tire. And that was the example that came to mind. We'll be right back.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3-square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126-serving 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period. For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Back in the 1960s, the very, very early 1960s, one of my teachers was Isaac Asimov. And he was teaching our class about atomic energy. And I remember hearing terms for the first time, writing down these terms in my notebook. And I still have that notebook somewhere here at the farm. And that kind of reminds me or this class reminds me of that class that I had, where I was taking notes as fast as I could, learning terms that were brand new to me. And I think that's what's happening with Matthew right here, right now, today. Matthew, you have another question about air, which is probably a good follow-up question about your dad and a keyboard. Would you like to ask that question?
Yes, I see my dad spray his keyboard, and how did the air get into the can?
Well, that's that Vincent thing he was talking about, that little air pump, where he will keep pushing air in with harder force than it's pushing out, and so it has a pump, 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 and it's pumping the air into the can, and what's happening is the air is slowly increasing pressure because there's more molecules in the same space or the inside the can. Eventually, in sixth or seventh grade, they will give you a thing called Boyle's Law. An old man back in the universe related temperature and pressure to volume. The relationship of temperature, pressure, to volume. And there's a constant in there that, you know, normalizes everything. Because one of your other questions on temperature is, you know, Celsius and Fahrenheit. And these come back historically, and basically you've got different ways of measuring pressure, different ways of measuring temperature. You even asked that question. And so predicated on the scale that you might use, like counting a base 10 on your fingers, well, you have arbitrary ways of relating one thing to another, and Boyle, somewhere in the 17th century, 16th century, related the pressure, temperature, to volume. And they were directly related to each other. One product times the other equaled. And so it was a concept of what volume meant, what temperature meant, and what pressure meant.
Could you shake or spray the bottle? It condenses and gets cold. Why?
Yeah, I know. That's, again, because of pressure and temperature and their relationships to each other. And if you have pressure in a given area, high pressure, like your barometric pressure about the outside pressure in the air, it's warmer than when it's a cold pressure and there's a draft going on where the vacuum is pulling air away from itself.
You know, Matthew, that's an interesting point that you bring up, and that is the principle by which refrigeration works, like the air conditioner in an automobile, the refrigerator in a kitchen, the freezer in a kitchen, an air conditioning window unit that keeps you cold. That's exactly how that works.
It's a reverse pressure. In other words, instead of pumping air in, you're pulling air out so that it gets colder because the temperature has to drop if you're using the same volume and there's less pressure. There it is. The pressure, then the temperature. The relationship to the two. By changing them, water vapor happens. But that's actually a more complicated question, too, by the way. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how to answer it. I know that if your father's pump were to open, it would get cold real fast because the pressure dropped. And when you drop the pressure, that's how you freeze dry. What they'll essentially do in freeze drying is they'll put something in a room, and then they will expand the room by movable walls where the walls become, the inside becomes twice as large inside just by pulling the walls apart in a closed system. And what happens is all the temperature drops. It gets fast, and that's the nature of freeze-drying and refrigeration.
So inside the can, the molecules are sleepy, and as they leave the can, they wake up?
Well, I think they're awake at all times. In fact, that's a quantum mechanical question that even the experts can't tell how many cats are awake and how many are dead. But someday you'll understand the humor of that. up means there's more interaction, like traffic. When you have traffic and a whole bunch more cars running around, doesn't it seem pretty energetic compared to on a country road where you're the only one there? Well, you're the only molecule in the thing, or there's a whole bunch of molecules, and you can liken it to seeing it on a macro scale, a larger scale of what's going on inside air itself.
Okay. There's more pressure.
What's that?
So there's more pressure inside.
There's less pressure out in the country. That's why I prefer country living. That's a good way to look at it. When I'm in downtown city, there's a lot of action and a lot of pressure for being careful on how I drive and having to watch other people and their aberrant behavior. Whereas out in the country, the only person I have to worry about usually is me, hitting a deer, whatever.
You know, Rick, that's a really good point that Matthew's bringing up. You know, when there's a lot of activity and there's, a dense number of people, like in an office building, there's pressure. There's pressure in there because of all the activity and all the people. Whereas when, like here in the studio, there's not much pressure because it's just me.
So you know? Then another application of this would be used in controlling crowds and the actual space around each individual person. If they're closer together, the irritation of the crowd increases because activity and feeling the pressure of it. When there's a lesser crowd, people are more easily at ease with themselves. It's a personal space kind of thing. Think of the molecule waking up when his personal space is being invaded.
Mm-hmm. And that's why the police want to disperse tightly packed, tightly packed crowds.
I love it. It's so good.
Okay. Mason, you're up next with your first question. Now, Mason, you're in fourth grade and you're 9 years old.
Yeah.
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 So what, Mason, what's your first question for Dr. Richard Allen Miller?
I've been playing with colors of light. Water is a pretty good material as it separates the colors. So last time you said blue is the shortest wavelength. That is why the sky is blue. But violet is the last color of the rainbow, so isn't that the shortest wavelength?
So basically, color is a band of wavelengths, plural, in a long stretch going from infrared to ultraviolet and even further out to microwave and or radio waves. And so light is normally associated with a very narrow bandwidth from here to there. And blue is a faster wavelength, which means it's more absorbed rather than able to pass through things. A wavelength's repeating itself, going up and down, back and forth. Yellows are further apart. The wavelengths are what we call longer, whereas a shorter wavelength like blue and then ultraviolet and then way, way down into a microwave that's so fine, it's quantum mechanical. It rotates back and forth. Blue is your more shorter wavelength and more frequent. And so it also gets absorbed by a lot of solids and things like that, where some kinds of light in the infrared can go through something. Infrared, by the way, would be where your reds and yellows are, and then infrared is heat. And so when you see something that's red, it's close to being heat, but it isn't.
Why does the sky change colors at dusk and dawn?
You're asking even more complicated questions than your brother. again, I sent you, by the way, on the last one on wavelengths, I sent you a visual picture showing where red is and what its wavelength looks like to blue or violet, so that you have a visual on that, because that's how you're going to always see atmosphere. And I tried to elaborate on why. Oh, yeah. And I said, your children often, the short answer is that when the sun is setting, there's usually more dust in the air to scatter. But it's also having to go through more air. When you look at something straight up, it's coming straight down at you. If you look at something over in the horizon, you have a lot more garbage air, stuff in the air, particulate, whatever, that the light has to go through before it hits your eyes. And when you see it like that, that's where you're going to get your reds. And then just at the very end of it, there'll be a green flash. I'm just kidding. Look for the green flash sometime during sunset. That's like Johnny Depp movie.
Hey, Rick, one of the things
I know, if he sees the green flash in Johnny Depp, he'll get it.
Rick, one of the things that the boys can do, Mason and Matthew, is they can take a really bright flashlight and aim it straight up at night, and you'll get a chance to see a lot of particles in the air that you just don't see during the daytime. So, Matthew, Mason, why don't you try that? Maybe tonight. Take that flashlight out with your parents and aim it straight up, see what happens.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last year,
God, you're
take my when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
We're teaching homeschool physics today. And Mason is in class with his brother, Matthew. Mason is 9 years old. He's in the fourth grade, and he's asking tough questions. Rick, don't you think Mason is going to be a handful in class when he's in college, challenging his professors?
Yeah. Probably not
So, Mason, do you have...
Me and his brother are arguing on how many atmospheres there are, different forms of atmospheres going into space. And I have a visual picture for you both so that you get how we divide it. Realize that when we break things down into Celsius or Fahrenheit, these are scales of measurement, like how many atmospheres, how many different kinds of space are there, outer space, you know, the troposphere, the stratosphere, that kind of thing. And these are arbitrary, based on, you know, what this unit of air has in common with itself from here to here, as opposed to from here to there. And temperatures were set that way as well, originally with Fahrenheit, and then later Celsius, which is more of a, metric system, if you will, based on zeros and ones. It's interesting, you know, we have Troy systems that a pound is 2.2 kilograms, and a pound is an arbitrary unit, like a kilogram is an arbitrary unit, except that the, you know, the basics of working with metrics is basically the way the world would like to go in terms of making ease of conversion from one system to another. Converting temperature from Fahrenheit to Celsius is kind of awkward. What they do is, in temperatures, they'll set 100 is where water boils at sea level. But if the pressure is different, like up higher in the mountains, it takes relationship between pressure, temperature, and volume of air. And so how much air it takes to ignite or burn a flame up on a mountain compared to down, in the sea level, determines why we set our temperatures the way we do for boiling water at 212 degrees Fahrenheit or 100 degrees Celsius. There is a third measure that you haven't worked with dealing with absolute zero, and that's Kelvin. Kelvin was a chemist, scientist that developed another form with Kelvin form of measuring temperature near absolute zero. That's the one that physics uses ultimately.
Rick,
remembering old lessons and the way they did it.
Rick, with the Fahrenheit scale, didn't a German scientist come out? Yeah, Daniel Gabriel Fahrenheit. In the 1700s, early 1700s, I think 1724, proposed this.
They were trying to codify what was hot and what was cold by having some kind of scale.
And he picked numbers. He said 212. Yeah. 212 is where water boils at sea level, and it freezes at 32. But he could have picked any other two numbers. Any
That's
two.
That's correct.
I mean, zero.
And he could have
zero,
had the scale different, where one is wider band or variation or detail. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. For example, we have speedometers on vehicles, and many of them today have two scales. One would be in kilometers per hour, and others might be in miles per hour. And at two different measurements, measuring systems for speed. So when we come back, Mason, I believe you have some more questions about something you're doing with a flashlight and wood and ricocheting. And would you ask those questions right after the top of the hour news and commercial announcements? And then we'll get back to Matthew. We're teaching homeschool today, homeschool physics with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Grace and Julie are writing the book, taking notes right now. This is USA Prepares. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us, richardallenmiller.com. We'll be right back.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor, come and take it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.